Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babun fit ta'awuni ala al-birri wa taqwa. The chapter on helping each other in goodness and also in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Helping one another to do good and helping one another with taqwa. Taqwa is actually comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means to have a barrier, a protection, like a helmet. Helmet that the person uses to protect himself in the time of battle. Now this is referred to as a wiqaya, something that protects him from outside forces. So when a person has got taqwa in his life, he's actually got a quality in him and gunas, between him and doing evil things, sins. So now this is known as taqwa. In fact, one of the qualities, one of the khasiyat, one of the specialities, the effects of taqwa is it has the effect of repulsion. Repulsion of what? It repels you from all those things that are haram, and it repels you from all those things that are doubtful. Person who's got taqwa in his life, he won't even limit himself to those things that are haram, but he'll also be careful that this thing is doubtful. I got a doubt, I'm not sure whether it's halal, I'm not sure whether it's haram. That's enough for him, that doubt is enough for him to stay away from it. That is when a person has got taqwa in his life. So this chapter that we're doing now is a chapter on helping each other to do good deeds and helping each other to inculcate taqwa in one's life. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah Ta'ala says, assist each other in good deeds and in piety. Assist each other in good deeds, in doing good deeds, and assist each other in being pious. Assist each other in bringing the quality of taqwa in our lives. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. In this surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Asr, Allah Ta'ala explains this, that by the oath of time, وَالْعَصْرِ, by the oath, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath in time. Ulama explain, what is the link between the oath in time and the ayat that comes after it, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, man is at a loss. By the oath of time, verily man is at a loss. What is the link between the oath of time and a man being in a state of loss? Ulama explained that as the person gets older and as he gets more mature and as his mind opens up, he realizes, with time he realizes, that what a loss I am in by wasting all my time, wasting all my energies, wasting all my efforts in my young days. I did so much of wrong. I really wasted my time. I thought that was life. I thought all that entertainment of the youth, all the enjoyment of the youth, all the friends and all the late nights and all the clubbing, I thought all that was life. But as I'm getting older, I realize there's more meaning to life. So, wal asr, by the token of time, man realizes that loss. True person, a person who's got understanding, Allah Ta'ala gives him that tawfiq. So, one explanation, innal insana lafi khus, verily man is at a loss. And another understanding of this is that a person is at the loss in terms of the time that he's got. This time is so precious, so valuable, but yet insan is not using this time correctly the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to use this time. So surely man is at a loss. And then Allah ta'ala is giving exclusions here, that who is excluded from this. So in here is a general statement that every insan, every person is at a loss. Then Allah ta'ala is saying, except these people are excluded. Except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do good deeds, and they encourage one another. Those who encourage each other towards the truth, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ, they encourage each other towards the truth, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they encourage each other to be patient. So one other thing we learned here is, when it comes to being, speaking the truth, when it comes to being upright, then to support one another also is a great reward. Because sometimes when a person has to speak the truth, a person has to be on haq, a person has to be on the right, he sometimes have to find himself that he is in a very lone territory. People around are generally corrupt. People around, everyone around are taking bribes. Everyone around are doing things to get their work done. And just for me to be straight in this position that I got, to be honest where I am, and to do things correctly becomes hard. So in a situation like that, when he's got support of people around him, people encourage one another, then he feels that strength, he feels that ability, he feels that support, he feels good to do right. For example, a person is reading salah, and now at his workplace, he may be the only person reading salah, so sometimes he feels out of place. But if there's somebody else there that gives him the support, he says, never mind, I'll read salah with you. I'll perform salah with you. So now he gets the support, he feels good. So therefore support in this is something that is good, is necessary also for a person to stay straight. That's why staying in the company of the pious and staying in the company of the good is very, very important. A person is getting that support. Sometimes he's getting that physical support, sometimes he's getting that verbal support, sometimes he's just getting the support in terms of people around him doing the same thing that he is doing in terms of piety. A person is encouraged. So therefore the ayat of the Quran extols watawasu bil haq, they encourage one another towards haq, and watawasu bil sabr, they encourage one another towards what? Towards being patient. Again, being patient is something that a person needs support. When a person, for example, loses a family member, he has an accident, he has some loss, something happens, person needs that support, something against him. So how nice he feels that this person gave me support, had some shoulder to lean against. So here again we learn from the ayat of the Quran that this is something we should be helping each other to do. Whilst everyone is on the road, if we see somebody on the road that's got a puncture, what we do? We stop the car, we go and help the person to repair his tire. Why? Because we're all on the road going to, for example, Johannesburg. Like this in this world, we are all on the road going towards Akhirat. If somebody needs support, we support them. If we need of support, somebody supports us. But when? Not in evil deeds, but when it comes to good deeds, when it comes to haq, when it comes to righteousness, and when it comes to sabr. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. In fact, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi would say that people, a vast majority of them, are negligent in pondering over the surah. The surah is a short surah, but it got so much of meaning that would the time, Allah Ta'ala is taking oath of time, that man is in a state of loss, except for these people that have these four qualities. What four qualities? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they believe in Allah Ta'ala, they do good deeds, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ, they encourage each other on haqq, on righteousness, on correct things, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they encourage each other on patience. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah, we'll carry on, we'll continue with these hadith sessions after 1 week. There's a program that I need to attend, so I'll be gone there for 1 week, and inshallah after that, we'll continue with this hadith session. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.